May Almighty God, we pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the social, cultural, and economic well-being of our rural city. Help us to be wise in our deliberations and fair in our actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. The Horsham Rural City Council acknowledges the five traditional owner groups of this land, the Wotjobaluk Wagai, Jappagold Jadwa and Jadwa Jali people. We recognise the important and ongoing place that all Indigenous people hold in our community. We pay our respects to the elders, both past and present, and commit to working together in the spirit of mutual understanding and respect for the benefit of the broader community and future generations. Welcome councillors, staff, members of the public and the media to our council meeting tonight. My name is Councillor Robin Galeen, Mayor of Horsham Rural City Council. I advise that tonight's council meeting will be recorded to maintain an audio archive, which will be available on the Horsham Rural City Council website as soon as possible. Please note that this meeting is being streamed live on the internet. Councillors participating in this meeting by electronic means will be taken to be present and part of the quorum of the meeting, provided that they can hear proceedings, they can see and be seen by other members in attendance, and they are able to speak and be heard by those in attendance. I will now ask each councillor to individually confirm this. Councillor Bell, can you please confirm that you can see and hear other members in attendance and that you are able to speak?
Yes, I can. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Councillor Bowe.
Yes, I can, Madam Mayor. I can see everybody and hear everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Councillor Flynn.
Yes, I can hear and see everyone. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Councillor Haynell.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I can see and hear everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Power.
Yes, Madam Mayor, President, and I can hear and see everybody.
Thank you, Councillor Power. Councillor Ross.
I hope you can hear me. Yes. I've got a problem with screen at the moment. I've lost vision. Hang on. It says to click launch meeting below, but it says to leave the meeting and cancel. So I hit cancel and see what happens. All right, I'm back. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So you can see and hear everyone. Thank you, Councillor Ross. Mr. Harrison.
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. O'Brien.
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Martin.
All good. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. So there are no apologies. We are all present tonight. Are there any requests for leave of absence? No, thank you. Item 6, confirmation of minutes. Minutes of the council meeting held on 28 June 2021. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Power? Would you read them at recommendation, please?
Oh. Sorry, Madam Mayor, I wasn't on the ball here. Where am I reading? A recommendation for the confirmation of minutes, that the minutes emanating from the council meeting of the Horsham Rural Council held in person and live streamed at 5:30 p.m. on the 28th of June 2021 be adopted.
Thank you. Seconder, Councillor Bell, I saw your hand up. You happy to second? Thank you. All those in favour? No, I need, yep, thank you. That is carried. Are there any conflicts of interest to declare tonight? No, thank you. Public question time. Public question time is allocated at the start of the meeting before the formal agenda by Council. Questions must be submitted in writing to Council by 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the council meeting. We have received one question for tonight's meeting from Moira Deeming of Taylors Hill, who has submitted the following question. Under Victorian law, is it legal for local government councils to provide sex-based targeted services and facilities separately to gender identity-based targeted services and facilities? If not, why not? For example, can we legally put signs on a set of public toilets declaring that one is for biological males, including males with an intersex condition, One is for biological females, including biological females with an intersex condition, and one is for people with transgender identities of any biological sex. If not, why not? As a taxpayer, I would like clarification on this issue and would like to know councillor's opinion on the answer. I would also like to have the response made both at the meeting and also in writing to this email address. We have a response from Mr. O'Brien, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Council is not required to provide sex-based targeted services and facilities separately to gender identity-based targeted services and facilities. What facility service a person uses is based on what the person identifies themselves as. Under the Equal Opportunity Act, discrimination is when someone is treated unfairly due to a protected attribute. A protected attribute is a characteristic protected by law. Protected attributes are characteristics which include age, race, sex, disability, religion, and sexual orientation. This behaviour must also occur in areas of public life such as employment, education, clubs, and in the provision of goods and services and accommodation. Gender identity discrimination is when someone treats you unfairly or bullies you because of your gender identity. Under the Equal Opportunity Act 2010, gender identity protects your right to identify as a member of the opposite sex. Gender identity also protects the right of intersex people to choose a sex that they identify as. People can do this by living or seeking to live as a member of a particular sex or assuming characteristics of a particular sex. Gender identity discrimination can occur, for example, by refusing to let someone use the toilets that align with their gender identity. The Act introduces a positive duty requiring local councils to eliminate and prevent discrimination, sexual harassment, and victimisation as far as possible. For local councils, complying with the positive duty may include developing or reviewing policies aimed at preventing discrimination and harassment, having a good complaint handling or grievance procedure, conducting ongoing staff training and education to ensure that staff are aware of their obligations, reviewing services and external operations to prevent discrimination, for example, reviewing community engagement practices, assessing the accessibility of physical structures and ensuring written products are available in alternative formats and languages, and having a process for reviewing and improving compliance. Victoria's Charter of Human Rights and Responsibilities contains 20 basic rights that promote and protect the values of freedom, respect, equality, and dignity. The Victorian Government, local councils, and other public authorities must always consider these rights when they create laws, develop policies, and deliver their services.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien. We'll now move to officer reports 9.1, road discontinuance and proposed sale of land, James Street, Horsham. The purpose of this report is to endorse the formal discontinuance of the road enclosed between James Street and Burgess Street and the road west of 1 James Street, Horsham, and proceed with the sale of the land, for the sale of this land to adjoining property owners. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. That council note that the road shown highlighted in the blue in Appendix 9.1A being referred to on plan of subdivision LP008532 has been formally discontinued in accordance with statutory requirements. And number two, authorise the CEO to proceed with the sale of land highlighted in blue in Appendix 9.1A to the adjoining landowners as depicted on Appendix 9.1B as EOI 1 and the balance of land at a future date subject to private treaty at a cost not less than the market value.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Ross. Is this motion opposed? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor Haynell, you may start the debate. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm confident that there has been community engagement to ensure due process. Consultation has been in accordance with the LGA 1989. Public notices were published in the local paper and on Council's website. Adjoining landowners were advised directly in writing of the proposal with information on the submission process. GWM Water has also been consulted. Also, the amenity of the area has the potential to vastly improve under private ownership. Therefore, this is great for the presentation of Horsham.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Councillor Ross.
I don't wish to speak, thanks, Madam Mayor. I think Claudia said it all. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone else wish to speak? Okay, that being the case, we'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Councillor Bowe, I can't see you. Okay, that is carried. Thank you. Item 9.2, Investment Attraction and Growth Report. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the Investment Attraction and Growth Report for May 2021. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Bell.
I move that Council receive and note the Investment Attraction and Growth Report for May 2021.
Thank you. May I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Power. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Okay, Councillor Bell, you may start.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. The accessible housing reforms that are referred to in this report from the Victorian Building Authority will place new requirements on those who are building new homes and should be noted by those in the community. Outdoor dining will be great to see finally see the outdoor dining finally take shape after being 12 months in the making. And I note there is unallocated funding remaining. I just have a question to the officers. Can landlords and businesses still apply for this balance that's shown?
Mr. O'Brien, would you be able to answer that, please?
Through you, Madam Mayor. Since this report obviously is the May report, so my understanding now is all those funds have been fully utilised. So there'll be a further report updated on the remaining funds that have been listed outstanding.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Is it okay to continue?
Yes, please do.
Thank you. I note we're in discussions with Southern Grampians re-around of the Australian Fishing Championships for 2022. And I just wonder how can we ensure, with this being at Rocklands, which isn't in our municipality, that we will gain the tourism marketing through our involvement and costs?
Mr. O'Brien, would you be able to add any clarity around that issue?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The actual fishing competition, a fair bit of work is in, well, the major focus is around actually doing video capturing the actual fishing competition. So
Mr. O'Brien, we can't hear that. Would you be able to turn your video off for a moment, please? We can't understand you, Mr. O'Brien. Can you turn your video off for a moment, please? Like he's frozen. No? Can you turn your... No, he's gone.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. You might like to start that again, please. We didn't get any of that.
Through you, Madam Mayor. So it basically the competition, the main focus will be on actually videotaping or producing a video of the actual event so that it can be promoted more broadly across the state and across the nation. So the Rocklands have been based between Horsham and Southern Grampians. It's about actually bringing people into the region, the benefits of Rocklands, and also therefore the broader benefits of the Grampians region as such.
Thank you. Councillor Bell, is there anything else you want to say?
That's all. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Power.
Got to get used to hitting that button, don't we? Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, again, like we have these reports every month, I think they are fantastic. I really do. I keep saying this. But congratulations to Fiona Gorman, the Manager of Investment, Attraction and Growth. Kevin O'Brien for putting this together. The two of them do a great job, and all the staff that are beneath them that put this together, part of the Communities and Place Department. These are something we need to see as councillors. We need to see how we are progressing in and around Horsham, and we must continue to promote that we are a regional city. Okay, we don't get enough recognition up here, way out in the bush, as some people call us when we talk to people from Melbourne, being out in the bush. These reports, these officer reports that come through to us now on a monthly basis, actually show us that we are steadily growing as a regional city, and we need to promote these reports as much as possible. I see there's a business newsletter. Also see that the Great Victorian Bike Ride might actually come to Horsham, which will be fantastic. If there is 5,000 riders that come here, if COVID allows, that is, if there are 5,000 riders here in Horsham, it'll do us the world of good. But as long as we can get out there while the 5,000 people are here, if we can get out and promote Horsham. So if we can get those 5,000 riders and their families to come back once again, back to Horsham, and to our surrounds, out to Wartook, out to Pimpernel, out to Jung, out to these outlying places, out to Nanaimo, out to Mount Arapiles. We need to promote and promote in a big way. We are a regional city, but we'll only become a successful regional city if we keep on promoting ourselves through articles like these officers' reports. So congratulations again to all the people that had a part of this report. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Powell. Would anyone else, pardon me, would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is always an interesting read, this report. It includes strategic planning, statutory planning, building services, visitor services, business and tourism, and events. I note in there's a major project listed for Mount Zero Resort development. Wouldn't it be great to see this asset for our region, and it will also complement the Grampians National Park. I also note they're developing some online information with regards to signage on buildings, and I think probably in our next report, unfortunately, we'll see a decrease in visitor services due to our most recent lockdown. But thank you, very informative report.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Every month reading this report, it's exciting. It shows the way forward for Horsham, what our future plans are. And I believe we're on the cusp of a real growth and surge of this regional city. And it's just exciting to read what is coming. And I urge every citizen of Horsham to have a read of this to see where our township's going. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I found that it was very positive to hear about the success of the Love Our City campaign that was part of this report, and Horsham in general as a destination for many local and interstate travellers now that overseas travel is not possible during COVID.
Thank you. Councillor Bowe, I saw your hand up.
I'd like to I've said it previously in previous meetings about this report by Ms. Dorman and Mr. O'Brien and their staff that work with them to create this report. It's a great report. It's plenty of information to let us know what's happening in our fantastic regional city. And I just can't wait for the next report, because I just can't wait to see what they've got to report on next. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Councillor Bell, is there anything else you wish to add? Thank you. Okay, that being the case, we'll put this to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand so I can see them. Thank you. That is carried. 9.3, supply of limestone material, contract 21/026. The purpose of this report is to appoint a panel of suppliers of limestone material for Council's road construction and maintenance program. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. That Council approve the panel of suppliers for contract 21/026, supply of limestone materials for a 3-year period with an option of 2 by 1 year extensions, with the contractors being McClure's Mining of Horsham and Albuquerque Gypsum of Rainbow.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Flynn. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Would anyone like to speak to this motion? Councillor Haynell, you may start.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I believe it's important for Council to be continuing its road maintenance, so I support this to supply the ongoing need for limestone material supply.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is a good outcome for Council because late last year, we went to the marketplace and we were unable to provide, unable to find a supplier for this limestone product. So I think it's a good outcome for Council being able to have a supplier on their panel to provide these, this construction material.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? No, that being the case, we shall put that to the vote. All those in favour? That is carried. Thank you. Item 9.4, City to River Stage 1 Toilet and Barbecue Shelters Contract. The purpose of this report is to award the contract for Wimmera Riverfront Public Toilets and Barbecue Shelters as part of the City to River project. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Flynn.
The recommendation that Council accept the tender submitted by RA Plaza Builders Pty Ltd for the lump sum of $761,610 excluding GST for contract 21/036 Wimmera River Front Public Toilets and Barbecue Shelters design and construct.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder, please? Councillor Power. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Councillor Bell. Councillor Flynn, would you like to start, please?
It's great to see that we've had a local contractor awarded this contract for the construction of the riverfront public toilets and barbecue shelters. Yes, it's unfortunate that we will see the existing toilets demolished in Dixon Drive, but we need to ensure that the facilities are continually improved and also, more importantly, that they're accessible to all. This is wonderful that we are seeing the beginning of the City to River coming to life, and what a lovely place to be able to gather when this stage is complete, along with accessible public toilets.
Thank you, Councillor Power. Councillor Flynn. Councillor Power.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I agree fully with what Councillor Flynn has just said, but I also like to say in relation to this that there's been extensive, and I'm reading from the report now because that's what's in front of me, extensive community engagement for the City of the River project, stage one, including the establishment of the community reference group. And when I look down further on, collaboration, these works form part of stage one of the City of the River project. The project is overseen by a project reference group, which includes representatives from the Wimmera CMA, DELT, Sport and Recreation Victoria, Regional Development Victoria. Council has also worked with the Brindji Gadjan Land Council to incorporate the suitable design and elements and planting of sections of landscape. It looks like we've gone out and spoken to people. I feel like we have, and I think this is a great start to developing what people would like to see in Horsham along the river. Thank you.
Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'm not actually against the improvement, but I am challenged by some things with this motion. So it's great to see the improvements beginning. The transparency and the change to the plans and the high additional costs is what I have concerns about. So last September, this toilet block was planned as a refurbishment based on the recommendation by the CRG and endorsed by Council. Recently, I noticed this tender advertised and queried that it was a new toilet block, seeing it was meant to be refurbished. Council was presented with plans for stage one in March. This also shows on that plan as the toilets as refurbished. Costings were the same shown in that presentation, being $225,000 for the refurbished toilets, $48,000 for barbecue shelters, seats and tables, and 35 cents for path links and tree planting. I acknowledge that these were estimated costs in that and what was presented last September. However, that means that the Stage 1 budget included an estimated costing of $308,000 for the projects included in this tender. While I understand and agree with the reasoning for changing to replacing with a more modern, accessible block, I cannot understand the reason for the lack of transparency with the change and why there was no report to Council, especially now that this results in a tender $476,787 over the original estimated costings for the items in this tender. Plus, there'll be additional costings for demolition of the existing toilets. They aren't mentioned in the tender. So demolition of the existing toilets is not included in the quote, but a broad tender recently advertised was for demolition of existing structures along the banks of the river. Will this include demolition of the toilets and possibly the existing irrigation system and tanks? At what cost? Will this be under the delegation of our CEO and therefore not come to Council? The report presented tonight also shows a receipt of a grant for $104,500, which is great work by the grants team. So question one I've got through the chair, please, Madam Mayor, is prior to this motion being put, could Mr. Barler or another officer please explain to me how the deficit of the $784,787 ex-GST, being this tender, less the $308,000 in the original costing, will be met, i.e. a net deficit of $476,787 plus the cost to demolish the existing toilets, where that'll be funded. And question two, if the deficit for this project is being funded in the $3.1 million original budget, what other projects planned for this stage will no longer be funded due to this change, please?
Mr. O'Brien,
would you answer that those two questions, please?
Through you, Madam Mayor. Outline in the report is an overall budget for the City of the River Stage 1. So this particular funding is, this component that we've got here in front of us is part of the overall Stage 1 budget, so it's being managed. There was some original estimates made for the overall cost of Stage 1, then there was some quantitative overestimations carried out on the various components. So the actual, this component is actually will be delivered in overall within the overall budget for the Stage 1 works.
Mr. Martin, would you like to add to that, please?
Only briefly, thanks, Madam Mayor. Just further what Mr. O'Brien said, that the whole scope of the cost estimates were reviewed when we had more detailed designs, or the concept designs were further developed, the schematic designs, the inclusion of the $100,000 or so of the grant brought that total budget up to $3.1 million, as Councillor Bell's acknowledged. But the initial costings were very approximate. The quantity surveyor estimates were the ones that counted, and the whole scope of the Stage 1 works, including the demolition, has been, as I said, recast within that budget so that the works are affordable.
So, Madam Mayor, in response to that, I know that the $3.1 million was all taken up in the original costings. And so if we're this much different in this particular part of the project, I still struggle to find out how this will balance out and still achieve what we wanted to in Stage 1, in the first phase of Stage 1.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Bell. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I agree in part with with what the councillors have said so far, although I'll probably be in agreement with Councillor Bell in that it was also my understanding that these toilets were to be updated at a much lower cost to the ratepayer than when that was passed last year. But now we have a brand new design that's more than double that existing cost that came across. I'm unsure as to the process of how this occurred, but in saying that, I do agree that the designs do look amenable to the area. But at the same time, we do need to be accountable to the community on how these projects, the shifting sands of how they may change in how that they are delivered. So that's a concern for me.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. The project per se, I mean, looks good and I like the project, but my concerns are with the governance of this. We were told very distinctly this was a refurb for $250,000. Now it's blown out in threefold and surprised to come to agenda in this form. I'd like to remind some of my fellow councillors that they voted against a serenity garden because it was $10,000 not being budgeted for. And here we have indeed something's gone around $500,000 without us really being informed. And that really concerns me, the governance of that. Yeah, I'll leave it at that, and I will be voting against this as a protest at the way this has come forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bow.
If someone has less or is unable to access our local natural assets and public facilities, they are far... if someone has less or unable to access local and natural assets and public facilities, they are far less likely to gain the benefits that these spaces can provide. Adding a new toilet block and a barbecue shelter will be fully accessible for all the youth in our community who enjoy our natural access and ever-changing demand for accessibility improvement and maintenance of our natural assets and public facilities. Already, this is one of many significant projects bringing to new life to the river precincts. It will provide an everlasting health and well-being to all who enjoy or visit our fantastic Wimmera River, and a special place for our community, which is a place that has many possibilities and potentials. And can I ask a question, Madam Mayor? I believe it was mentioned in the, because I'm sure I heard somewhere in a briefing that there were discussion about these toilets, and there was a discussion about the benefit of replacing the toilets or building a new one, or if I got that confused with another topic from a briefing. I'll just ask that through to Mr. Barlow, Madam Mayor.
You're right, Councillor Bow. We did discuss this at a briefing. Anything you want to add? No. Okay, Councillor Flynn, would you like to close out the debate, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Can I ask a question, please? What authority or power do CRGs have to make decisions? Because we keep being told that the CRG approve this and the CRG approve that. So I'm just wondering, what power do they have to make decisions?
Mr. Barlow?
Through you, Madam Mayor. So CRG obviously was established, which we are doing with other projects as well, to provide guidance to council or advice to council on the best way to scope and design the project. So that's what happened with stage one as well. So there was a CRG established with a broad representation for that purpose. And that did provide the input, you know, and that CRG has been kept engaged, you know, right through the process. So even when the role of the CRG concluded after when the council adopted the concept design, the officers have still kept in contact with the CRG and kept them informed on the changes as they have occurred along the way, as I understand. So in terms of the authority of the CRG, well, CRG is, again, it's an advisory group to the council, and ultimately it's up to the council to make the final decision. And the fact, yes, there have been changes, and look, the fact is, you know, we don't want to have any changes, but that's life. You know, when you start, more detailed design work, you start looking at the services, the costs, you find new things. And that's what the officers found in this instance, that it's more cost effective to rather than actually upgrading the existing facility, to demolish that building and build a new one. That's what the officers found. So what we're obviously doing now is that, that's why we brought this report to council. So no decision has been made. It's really with the councillors. So the in terms of the authorization, well, there was a comment made earlier about the CEO's authorization. Well, I don't have the authorization. That's why this report is in front of you, councillors. So it's for you to make the decision, which includes the decision on the change which has occurred since this concept design was first adopted by the council. So I'll leave it at that, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Flynn, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you, Mr. Bala. So from what I've heard, we've been through a rigorous process. A process has taken place. We've taken guidance from the CRG, but once the experts have got involved, they've figured out that refurbishing it was not the way to go. So a process has been followed, and that process is now being presented to us, and that's why we have a recommendation in front of us. So for the betterment of our community and to create a destination of our river, I strongly encourage my fellow councillors to support this.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. We'll put this to the vote. All those in favour, please show your hands. Those against? Thank you. That is carried.
Madam Mayor, can I call a division, please?
Certainly. Councillor Flynn has called a division. Councillors, the previous vote is set aside. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Councillor Flynn, Councillor Galeen, Councillor Power, Councillor Bowe. Those against, please raise your hand. Councillor Haynell, Councillor Ross, Councillor Bell. Thank you. That motion is carried. Item 9.5, Quarterly Community Engagement Update. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the community engagement activities undertaken in the past 6 months from January 2021 and the proposed activities for the next 6 months. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I move that Council receive and note the community engagement report and summary of activities to date.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder for that motion, please? Councillor Haynell. Is anyone opposed to that motion? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor Bell, you may start.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. It's great to see these summaries of engagement activities and also the future planned activities on page 34. Those in the community who are keen to have input will be able to note the future dates and watch for the engagement. Whilst engagement has improved, I still believe we have a long way to go. And in fact, the community deliberative panel suggested some actions, including engage with stakeholders who will be affected by council plans during the development stage of plans, and that programs must be community driven with passion and commitment for the services they provide. Engagements on page 33 show engagement at the bottom three levels of the IAP2 levels. So I look forward to when our engagement includes more at the collaborative and empower levels. I hope we see more under 25s engaged in providing their ideas for our municipality as they are our future. And I believe the level of feedback will improve once the community believes and sees that they are being heard and their feedback is given serious consideration. There's a lot of research which shows that those using the space have the most valuable input to give. I noted that the Hamilton Street Bridge shows engagement of 198, yet it was only at the inform level, which means no response was invited. Just information put out to tell the community about the project. I find it disappointing that this was the case for a project worth over $2 million. However, I believe we're heading in the right direction and will continue to improve with the engagement in the community. And I congratulate the person who put all this detail together to show us what's been happening.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Councillor Haynell, would you like to speak?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I've heard some great positive feedback from community recently on the delivery and process community engagement by Martin Bride. So I would really like to recognise him and thank him for his great work that he's doing and has been doing in engaging with our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Flynn.
It's great to see the approximate timelines for the community engagement activities that are underway and planned. And I note that there's over 24 activities listed on the Gantt chart within the report. Often timelines and deadlines are tight, so I'm sure this Gantt chart and this planning will assist in the implementation of the engagement.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bowe.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to say that Community engagement is essential in the life of the local council and our community. I would like to encourage the community to have your say with council community engagement opportunities, what makes the discussion so fantastic and open to new ideas for a better community for all of us. It is how plans and projects begin from many single views or opinions and then are added to by others and progressed to a point to where they become a viable project plan or vision with a positive outcome for the community. And I'd like to thank the staff member, Mr. Bride, for a fantastic report and presentation of the report and that of the engagement. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
Thanks. Thanks, Madam Mayor. Our community satisfaction survey showed that we had a weaker side in relation to community engagement, and I hope these plans will close that gap and endeavour to get a better outcome with our community engagement as a way forward for this municipality. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Power.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Another great report. And we keep on getting these great reports from our officers. And I'd like to just congratulate Martin McBride, the community facilitator, for putting this one together for us. If we didn't have these reports coming through to us with everything that's in them, we would be a lesser council than what we are. So it's great that we have these people in our employment that do such great work. The last 12 months, the last 18 months has been very trying for everybody in the Wimmera, everybody in Victoria. It continues to be a battle, and that's what I'll call it. It continues to be a battle. That's COVID, that is. So when we have engagement like we're having at the moment and through this report, let's hope it keeps on going. Let's hope it continues. And let's hope we can develop into a far greater community than what we are and work together throughout this process. This community engagement is fantastic. It needs to improve, though. We can get better. We need to get better, and we need to improve. We are, and we continually say, well, I continually say, we are a regional city. We need to start showing facts that we are a regional community and that we can all get along together and work towards a common goal, and that is to improve our communities, whether it be Horsham itself, whether it be Wartook, whether it be Pimpinio, whether it be Nanaimo and Mount Arapiles. We need to be able to improve. These community engagement updates are a sign that we are starting to move ahead and starting to be a community working together. Thank you, Martin, for your great work.
Thank you, Councillor Power. Councillor Bell, would you like to close out the debate?
I'm happy to leave it as it is. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Okay, that being the case, we'll put this to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands so I can see them. Thank you. That is carried. 9.6 Community Satisfaction Survey 2021. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the results of the 2021 Local Government Community Satisfaction Survey. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I move that Council receive and note the 2021 Horsham Rural City Council Community Satisfaction Survey results.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder, please? Councillor Bell, is anyone opposed to this motion? Would anyone like to speak to this motion? Councillor Ross, would you like to open the debate, please?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. It's really pleasing to see. I think we've turned the corner as a municipality or regional city. We were scoring fairly low, but we've turned that corner and we're on the improve. And that's really exciting to see. We've still got a fair way to go to our other regional cities, but at least I think we've turned the corner. So it's been really pleasing. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Bell,
Thanks, Madam Mayor. The consultant called these results the beginning of a comeback. They are a positive improvement, yet still significantly lower than other regional centres. However, it's on the up. Customer service recorded really well again and are to be congratulated for serving our community so well. Our first time score for waste management was also very high, so congratulations for those in charge of waste management. Only 24% of the community now rate us poor, compared with 34% last year, also in the right direction. The council direction last year scored 28, the lowest ever seen. So it's very pleasing to see that 41 this year. And with the community panel presenting the community vision, which will now guide the council plan and strategic direction, I look forward to seeing the community's feedback on the council plan and other strategic plans to guide the future direction and lift this score in the future, now that the community and council will be working together for the future of our municipality. I believe the best things about council and the areas for improvement on page 39 should be taken into consideration with the planning during the next 2 months. But I commend the work that's been done for this satisfaction survey. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It was encouraging to see the improvement since our new council has got to work. We still have a long way to go to be where we need to be on a state average, but I believe since the recent IE community consultations and the deliberative process on the community vision, we are making progress. It is vital that Horsham Rural City Council continues to listen to community.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Councillor Flynn, I saw your hand, yes?
It's great to see that the measures are improving, like my fellow councillors have said. There was one thing I noted, that there was a number of roads that were listed that people had concerns with, and I'm assuming it's Mr. Martin that put the list together under 9.6B that actually itemised what are council roads and what are Vic roads roads. So I think that was a really useful and important piece of information to differentiate between what council is responsible for and what Vic roads is responsible for.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bowe.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. Like the survey has shown, when I was reading it, shows that council has improved in meeting the community's needs. As noted, as the most frequently cited were in consultation and engagement, sealed roads and maintenance and council decisions, where we've improved on. On the previous survey, and we're always working to improve on those situations. I'd like to say that we have a diverse community, and we can all work together, because we need to build on that strength, because we're working on the issues that may hold us back in the community satisfaction survey and stop the progress, as we need to ensure both community and council can move forward so our community can be the very best it can be, as we are a thriving regional city. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Councillor Power, I saw your hand up.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Yes, congratulations to all the councillors that have spoken so positively about this community satisfaction survey. Yes, you look through it, you read through it. I hope the whole community can get a hold of a copy of this and actually read through it. Take their time, though, because there is so much in this satisfaction survey to look at. Yes, it says that council has improved in the last 12 months. Well, let's hope we have. Let's continue the improvement then. Can continue the community satisfaction by working together as a council and achieving the goals and the aims of the community. That's what we're here for. And this is what this community satisfaction survey says. It says we're improving. Let's continue to improve and work with and for the community. And hopefully we can rise in our satisfaction to the heights of some of these other regional councils. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Power. Councillor Ross, would you like to close out the debate? Okay, we've said everything. Okay, that being the case, we'll put that motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand so I can see them. Thank you. That is carried. Nadimark A&P Society Extension of Loan. The purpose of this report is to extend the current loan term provided to the Nadimark A&P Society from 5 to 10 years. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. That Council approve the extension of the loan agreement for the Nadimark A&P Society from 5 to 10 years, and note that the payments will be made as per the revised loan repayment schedule as detailed in this Council report. And number two, note that a revised loan agreement will be drawn up to reflect these arrangements.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Would anyone second that motion, please? Councillor Bowe. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor Haynell, you may begin, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I believe we're in a time of low interest. So if we can assist sectors of our community, not-for-profit organisations where possible, and given the good track record and history of the Nadimark A&P Society, I think this is the right thing to do in these uncertain COVID times.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Councillor Bowe. Can you hear us, Councillor Bogue? And you're on mute.
Sorry, I was having a bit of trouble with my audio. I was just thought I... sorry, Madam Mayor. I've lost my thought of words. Sorry, I haven't got anything to say. Sorry about that. Sorry.
That's okay. All good. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Nadimark A&P Society is a very important group to the Nadimark community. I'm very confident that if we move through this COVID period, the A&P Society will be back on their feet. And they must be commended for contacting council early into their loan period to say they didn't feel they were going to fulfil the requirements of the 5-year term. So I commend them for doing that. And I'm confident that the A&P Society will be able to fulfil the requirements and pay the loan back within the new prescribed timeframe.
Thank you. Councillor Bell, I saw your hand up.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. The facilities developed at Nadimark are testament to the amazing communities we have within our municipality, and the extra improvements that they were able to include within the original budget set a great example for what can be achieved. Like so many other areas of our community, COVID has presented challenges to many, those with businesses, support, sports, events, all being cancelled, and has depleted the income of all of these. So it's great to see that they've approached council, and I believe that we should support all of our community members or groups who are struggling through hardship because of the COVID problems that we have. So hence I support this revised plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd also like to speak for the recommendation. The Nadimark community is a great self-help community and show great initiative. I was really impressed with the facilities out there, which by and large have been built by the community with grants, obviously, to help. And they have a good track record of repaying their loans, and I'd really encourage everyone to vote for this so that they can continue on and during these COVID times without any stress. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Powell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, again, I support everything that the councillors have said. I think this is a great opportunity for council to show support of a community, a group of people that are a part of our community. One word that hasn't been mentioned in relation to the extension of the loan. Yes, I agree with the extension of the loan. One word, volunteers. The volunteers of Nadimark that work their hearts out tirelessly out there to improve the facilities out there are enormous. Without them, we couldn't do without it. Without them, projects that have been done over the past 5 to 10 years out there at Nadimark to improve the facilities of the football ground and the amenities around it, the netball courts and the tennis courts and the men's shed and the public toilets. Fantastic it is. It's a showpiece for HRCC. There's no doubt about it. So congratulations to Nattimuck and the AMP Society out there and all the volunteers that are either from Nattimuck or the surrounding districts. Congratulations, and I fully support this extension to the loan. Congratulations, Nattimuck, and all its volunteers.
Thank you. Councillor Haynell, do you have anything to say to close out the debate?
No, I think our council group said it all. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. That being the case, I'll put this to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand so I can see them. Thank you. That is passed unanimously. 9.8, Committee Framework Policy and Committee Review Update. The purpose of this report is to receive and note an update on the progress of the review of Council's committee structures, a draft committee framework policy for endorsement, and the proposed next steps for progressing the committee structure review. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move this as a motion? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The recommendation that Council 1 endorse the committee framework policy as a draft to inform the next stage of the process. 2, approve the proposed methodology for completing Council's committee structure review, including A, preparation of the draft committee restructure for consultation with committees. B, a consultation process be undertaken with all staff having responsibilities for an existing committee. C, face-to-face discussions with any committees affected by the proposed restructure. And D, feedback and final recommendations brought back to Council for adoption.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Do I have a seconder for this motion? Councillor Bell. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Would anyone like to speak to this motion? Okay, Councillor Flynn, would you start the debate, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. There's a saying I learned at a Leadership WIMRA program. If we don't review things, it's just a game. With the updated Local Government Act, it was timely to review the committees of Horsham Rural City Council and their structure. Within the new Act, there are only two formal committees, community asset committees for the purposes of managing community assets, and delegated committees where the committee is delegated a specific power. There were 31 committees as part of this review and 192 members surveyed from the information that Council had. One group returned a combined response and there were 45 individual responses. This is only about a quarter of the participants that provided feedback. And it also must be noted that a desktop review of similar councils was undertaken in their committees as part of this process.
Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. As Councillor Flynn said, a review of existing is always an excellent way to bring improvements and efficiencies. And having been involved in a number of these types of committees prior to being elected, I agree that this review is necessary. However, it's been a little disappointing for me to see that the existing committees didn't have vacancies filled temporarily to ensure their continuation while the review was in play, which has resulted in a number of people being in the community frustrated. Now that the consultation process will be undertaken with the committees to capture their input re the restructure, I look forward to hearing from those in the community who have experience on these committees to hear their views on the proposed new structure. The terms of reference have also created some angst in the past, so I believe there needs to be community input in developing the new terms to take us forward. I look forward to participating in some of these committees after restructure in line with my role as a councillor. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. There are risk implications to council in terms of its reputation and connection with the community if the engagement with committees is not managed effectively. Therefore, I fully endorse the committee framework policy and its recommendations to continue our relationship and representation on these committees in our community.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. It's always good and it's healthy to review because things don't get stale after time and it's important that things are focused and are efficient. So the review is important. However, I do have a concern and I'd like to move an amendment, if I may, Madam Mayor. I'd like to, in C, I'd like to add say CA, I'd like to have a CB, if I could, please. And that is that there'd be face-to-face discussions with the councillors in this process.
Okay. So we want to add that as an extra dot point.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Do I have a seconder, Councillor Bell?
Could I ask a question first, please, Madam Mayor? So is that face-to-face discussions with the committee members, with the councillors, or with the people, the consultant or whoever's doing the review, please? I just wanted clarification.
Yeah, please. Councillor Ross?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I would hope both would occur. I think both would be healthy to ensure we're getting all get the same message, and then we also have an opportunity to have input as well. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm still a little confused, Councillor Ross. I'm with Councillor Bell. Not quite sure exactly what you mean, because point D says feedback and final recommendations brought back to council for adoption, which means we are going to be part of this process as well. So I'm with Councillor Bell. I'm just trying to get clarification exactly what point you're trying to make, please.
As I read D, feedback and final recommendations brought back to council for adoption,
yeah,
it comes back to us as a fait accompli without us having any say in how things are going early on. And these committees are councils. They are ours.
Yeah.
And it's a key, one of the key things we do as a council in engaging with our community. And I think it's important that we have a say in the review and the model that we would like to see as council laws. It's important what the community says as well. Very important.
Okay. Also, can you just say again what your amendment is and where you want it to go so that we're all clear, remembering that no one has this on a screen, so we can't, we're just trying to clarify exactly what it is you want to change.
So what number should we give it? Call it C2 or just dot point?
Can we?
Just make it E. It would be just as easy.
Okay, it's not logical order then, because it should
doesn't
be before
matter.
D.
We can swap D and E around on the final minutes, but just make it as D, E for the moment, and we'll swap them around.
All right. That councillors have face-to-face discussions with committees and the consultant in this review process.
So I'm still trying to clarify. So you want us to go out and speak to every committee rather than the staff go out and speak to every committee?
Not to everyone. I guess it could be done in one forum where committee members or chairs of committees are invited in and sit around a table and do it as a forum.
Okay, thank you. Right, do I have a seconder for that motion, that amendment? I mean, beg your pardon, Councillor Bell. Is anyone opposed to that amendment? Okay, Councillor Ross, you may explain your reasoning for that amendment, please.
The rationale, thanks, Madam Mayor. The rationale behind it is, I believe this is, our committees are one of our most important things we have on council. And we as council should be involved in the process. And to date, it's been really at arm's length. And I too have been disappointed, for example, that the vacancies have not been filled on the committees as per our charters during this process. Which has isolated some of the committees from us. And I think it would be good to see that we're building a bridge with those committees and trying to build a bridge with the community. And indeed, with the vision we've just done, the people there very come up, they want to see we councillors going to these committees. And indeed, they said they want to see a KPI to how many of these we attend. Now, not a, sort of approve at this stage, but I think it would be really good if we did go out and speak ourselves with these people, even if it's just one forum where the committees are invited to come forwards. And then we should have a workshop to draw forward the model that we're happy with as well. And not just be presented to us as a fait accompli.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I support this because I believe there needs to be, I don't really want to see it as an individual meeting with committees, but I do agree with a forum where there can be a roundtable discussion. I don't think we do enough of that. I think a lot of the consultation is done with individual committees and we don't get to build on our ideas then. I think that these committees are a really important part with our connection to the community. And as was shown with the panel, it's an expectation from the community that we are involved with this And I believe a lot of us have been on previous committees and could offer some valuable input into the process to end up with, to help build the result that then does come forward as a recommendation. So it's not actually, as Councillor Ross says, we end up getting just the recommendation. So we haven't got that opportunity to actually hear the individual's input about what could be. And then we can consider that in our when adopting recommendation. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Is anyone opposed? Councillor Flynn.
Yeah, I keep hearing that we need time to consider things, we need more information. This has been presented to us tonight. I have no information on what the implications are going to be for us as councillors, the council staff, whether there's a financial implication. Are we going to be talking to 191 people? Don't think this is in line with the principles of good governance, let alone accountability or transparency, because we as decision makers cannot be part of the process if we are going to stand up and make a decision that is not very not very good, and that's not what we're here to do. We cannot be part of the process and then make the decision. So I do not support this.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Does anyone agree with this motion? Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. If I can just add, I don't know that councillors really need to be part of the whole overall process of committee decision making, but certainly feel that it lends to our presence interacting within community and showing good governance and transparency and openness in being present and active and showing our interest in what is happening out there in our community. A little bit similar to our community engagement process, where we were there just for a very short period to show our support towards the end of the process. I felt that was very positive, and it showed the group that we did care and that we were interested in being part of what they were doing. So I think we don't have to immerse ourselves, but I believe that we can include ourselves in some way, in a valuable way for community groups. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Does anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Bowe.
Yeah. My understanding that this is still in its draft. Format and thanks for
Councillor Bowe, I'll just stop you. We're just debating the amendment at the moment, item. So is there anything you want to say about the amendment?
No, because it's just no.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Power.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And it's probably at this stage of the game that I should apologise to Councillor Ross, because he made a phone call yesterday, but unfortunately I was tied up and he probably was going to discuss this with me in relation to the change. We've come to a Monday night, we're sitting here all together and we're talking about a change that should have been brought to my attention, or should have been brought to the council's attention a week ago, 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago. Okay. I'm just dumbfounded that tonight I've got to make a decision on something we haven't spoke about. I was all in favour of the recommendation, and I do. I like what I've heard from Councillor Ross, but I'm not in favour of doing this on the hop. I'm sorry, but if people want me to vote a particular way, and look, I do apologise again. Councillor Ross was probably doing that yesterday when he tried to make contact with me. But at times we get a little bit busy. But that's no excuse. But I do believe if we're going to work together as a council, when we have recommendations put to us, we go to briefing meetings and we need there to be open and discuss things and then bring it to council. So, yes, I've got to sit and think again right at this moment. So thanks for allowing me to have my say. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Powell. Councillor Ross, would you like to close out the debate, please?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. First thing I'd like to say is that The financial implications for this would be very minimal, which was a concern of Councillor Flynn. It really is just a one round table forum and another meeting of council compared to the toilet block we just approved, which was 200% over budget and $500,000 over budget. I think it's completely insignificant in cost compared to that. I do apologise for the short notice of this to all you councillors. Indeed, it was only reading last night through it that it really struck me. And Liz, I was trying to ring you to chat about this. So I do apologise for that short notice, but I think it's very important that we do have councillor input into this process, as it is one of our key strategic roles of our committees. And even today, we've received a document from the Victorian Independent Remuneration Tribunal. And when you turn to page 16, in a corner of the chart there, it says the key aspects of a councillor's role, and in the top right-hand corner is take part in council committees. So, Penny, that is contrary to what you've just said in relation to council involvement in committees. And indeed, I've got a legal opinion from Maddox Lawyers, and councillors being involved in committees is a key important role in their perspective of a council law. And if you look at other regional cities like Bendigo, every councillor is given two or three responsibilities in relation to liaising with the community on committees. So I recommend that people go to the Bendigo website and see how their council functions in engaging with their community. And it's on this basis that I move this amendment, so we too have responsibility and take ownership of this process. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. I'll just read that amendment one more time before we vote on it.
Madam Mayor.
Sorry, Councillor Ross. Councillor Powell.
Yeah, sorry to butt in, but what Councillor Ross was trying to say, I still believe that Part C, face-to-face discussions with any committee affected by the proposed structure, is what we would be doing. So that's just... I see Part C is what Councillor Ross is trying to do.
Okay, thank you. I just want to read the amendment to everyone so that they understand what they're voting on before I put it to the vote.
And the councillors have face-to-face discussions with the committees in this process.
So count that point E, that'll become D if it's accepted, that councillors have face-to-face discussions with the committees in this process. Is that correct? Did I read that correctly, Councillor Ross?
Yes, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, councillors, we'll put this to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Those against, please raise your hand if you're against the amendment.
Madam Mayor, I haven't voted.
Well, I need you to vote one way or the other. Councillor Bowe as well.
The reason I haven't voted up to this stage is there's only one word difference that I can see with Part C and Part E. If we were to put councils in front of face-to-face discussions, it would already be there. Why are we having an added part, as in E, when we only need to change one or two words to C?
Madam Mayor, I'm happy for that to occur as there's a new amendment.
Yeah, there's a new amendment.
Yeah, that would be a new amendment. So we'll vote on this one first and then we can come back to that one. So we'll do this again. All those in favour of that amendment as proposed by Councillor Ross, thank you. Those against the amendment proposed by Councillor Ross, that is lost. Okay, so Councillor Power, did you want to put another amendment?
Yes, if you don't mind. I'm in support of what Councillor Ross was trying to do. But Part C says face-to-face discussions with any committee affected by the proposed restructure, and it goes into Part D. Can we put in the word of councillors have face-to-face discussions? Would that appease Councillor Ross and everybody else?
So does that take out the staff? We're only having councillors having face-to-face discussions now with the committees affected?
Well, there, it doesn't say at the moment, it says face-to-face discussions. It doesn't say staff.
But that's the intent.
But that is the intent, that it will be staff having those face-to-face discussions.
Right. So can we put staff and councillors, please?
Okay. Can I have someone who seconds that amendment, please? Okay, Councillor Bowe. All right. So we'll just make sure we've got the words correct.
That councillors and staff have face-to-face discussions with any committee affected by the proposed structure.
Okay, so the amendment is to item 2C, that councillors and staff have face-to-face discussions with any committee affected by the proposed restructure. I've got it moved by Councillor Power. Is that correct? Have I got those words correct?
Thank you. That will do. Thank you.
And seconded by Councillor Ross. Did I say Ross or Councillor Bowe? I saw both hands. I couldn't remember who I picked. Councillor Bowe, beg your pardon. I saw both hands go up at the same time. Beg your pardon. Okay. Is anyone opposed to that amendment?
Excuse me, Madam Mayor. There's a lot of echo at the moment. I just wonder if someone's not on mute or something. I'm having trouble understanding.
Is that better? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Is anyone opposed to that amendment? Does anyone wish to speak to that amendment? That being the case, we'll put that amendment to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand so I can see it. Those against, that amendment is carried. Okay, so that then become that amendment joins our motion, that then becomes our substantive motion. Okay, so would anyone else like to speak to the substantive motion now? I haven't heard from Councillor Power or Councillor Bowe. Would either of you like to speak to this motion?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. No, I don't wish to. I think I've said enough as it is in relation to the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Bowe, do you wish to speak?
Sorry, but Madam Mayor, I'm just looking forward to the next stage of the of this report, and hopefully we can come to a reasonable outcome for the committees and that. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Flynn, would you please close out the debate?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This review is an opportunity for council and those who provide their time to ensure the information and time used is used to create a constructive and strategic forum.
Thank you. Councillors will now put this motion to the vote. That includes Councillor Power's amendment. All those in favour, please show your hand so I can see it. Thank you. That is carried. Nine housing supply and demand strategy. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the strategic planning methodology used to manage current and future housing supply and demand. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. That council acknowledge the ongoing purpose and relevance of the 2013 Horsham Framework for Managing Growth in informing current and future decisions on housing subdivision and development. Two, acknowledge that an evidence-based approach, including data forecasting, assessment of emerging trends, and a supply and demand analysis is required to understand the changing housing needs of Horsham as it grows and to inform future residential land supply options. And three, consider the preparation of a housing strategy and neighbourhood character analysis in the 2022-23 financial year. Four, seek external grant opportunities to help fund the housing strategy and neighbourhood character analysis, estimated to cost between $100,000 and $130,000. 5, does not rezone any land until the recommended strategic planning work has been undertaken, unless an area has been identified as a strategic site and is supported with background investigations, sufficient evidence and strategic justification.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder, please? Councillor Ross. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. We need to ensure that development is strategically planned to manage housing needs, open space and all other infrastructure to support the developments. Unplanned development can lead to challenges which are hard to solve once buildings are established. I strongly believe we need a proactive approach and a full understanding of the variety of housing needs to fill the community demand which we're currently experiencing. I fully endorse anything that includes more planning for our future in a strategic manner. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. This is essential, this planning and the way forward. Historically, I guess we've welded municipalities together. So the planning has been somewhat ad hoc, and it's so important we have a consistent strategy so we develop this town to have a better quality regional city. Without planning, I guess it comes like the goldfields. Things just grow here and there, and the quality of life is not as good in the regional city. So planning is essential. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Once again, I see a lot of activity south of the railway line and not so much north. Recently, I was asked by community, why is it that we don't have more beautification and more positive initiatives for planning in the north of Horsham? And I hope to see a better balance, because I believe it is about balance of that rather than always the focus on Horsham South. I'm supportive of all Horsham betterment rather than the focus being mostly one-sided.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Housing continues to be a problem for our community and those wanting to relocate to our community. We continually need to be looking at the future growth of our regional city. And the Horsham Framework for Managing Growth is an excellent document. I know it was produced a number of years ago, but the information contained in that is still very relevant.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Power.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Again, I will say it. We are a regional city. We are developing all the time. And with our plans, as Councillor Ross says, we won't go anywhere. That's for sure. This report by Meinhardt, Horsham Framework for Managing Growth, is another great example of the work that is being done by our employees and also contractors that our employees actually bring in to do. It's 2013. It's an old one. We need to update it. We need to be thinking now as a community, not 12 months, 2 years or 5 years. We need to be planning for the future. We've seen what COVID has done to the state of Victoria, to Australia. We've seen, and we're being told relentlessly that people are moving out of the city into the country areas. We need to be on top of this. We need to be one of those progressive councils that can look and plan for the future. I understand where Councillor Harnell is coming from, yes, but let's start somewhere. Let's start where we are at the moment. Let's manage the growth in Horsham South, if you like to call it Horsham South, out Haven Way, those sort of places. Let's get a foot in the ground for a start. Let's start planning successfully out that way, and then we can encompass the whole of Horsham itself, but we can also look to the future in planning for the likes of Natimak, Jung, Pimpinio, Wartook, and any other place that I've missed out. We need to do this planning, but we need to be doing it now, and we need to be looking to the future of 15, 20, 25 years, okay? Let's be progressive and let's get on with it. Thank you.
Councillor Bowe.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. I've read the report, and I believe that one thing that I took heart to was the housing diversity, because that's essential. Because I sort of feel that with this housing supply and demand strategy, that we need to be planning ahead, because we are a expanding regional city, and we need to know if we need more one or two bedroom homes, because then building three and four bedroom homes, because with the population growth and different opportunities of the mining coming, do we need, are they going to be single people? Are they going to be people with families? And with the different opportunities coming to our community, and we need to know what that population could possibly look like, whether and what sort of housing, because whether we need a housing for people that live alone, or stubbled, or with kids or without kids. So I'm, as it's been said about planning, and we've got to be thinking ahead. And I also, that's all. Thanks.
Thank you. Councillor Bell, would you like to close out the debate?
Yeah, thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to highlight that this isn't just about Horsham North or Horsham South or any of it. This is a whole housing strategy. So it's about housing and the demand and the framework. It also talks about the report will include housing strategy and rural land use review and small settlement strategy. So we're talking about the lot here, not just Horsham South or Horsham North or anywhere. So I believe that we have to work things out with the housing supply and the demand strategy to deal with that and the types of housing. So I fully endorse this.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Okay, councillors, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand so I can see it. Thank you. That is carried. 9.10, Risk Appetite Statement and Risk Management Framework. The purpose of this report is to adopt the Horsham Rural City Council Risk Appetite Statement and note the revised risk management framework. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Can have someone to move this motion, please? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The recommendation that Council 1 adopt the Risk Appetite Statement as attached in Appendix 9.10A, and 2, receive and note the revised Risk Management Framework as attached in Appendix 9.10B.
Thank you. Could I have someone to second that motion, please? Councillor Power. Is this motion opposed? Okay, Councillor Flynn, you may start, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I refer back to the 2015-16 Australian Institute of Company Directors document. It says, what is risk? Risk is the potential that a chosen activity or action, including the action of inaction, will lead to the loss, an undesirable outcome. Risk appetite is strategic. How much risk an organisation is willing to take in pursuit of its goals. Risk tolerance is operational. How much risk an organisation can actually handle in respect to a strategy or decision. Referring to our good governance guide, which is publicly available, the approach that council takes to fulfilling the role is important for good governance. Its focus should be high level. It should be strategic and policy orientated rather than operational. And it is with that this recommendation is asking us to be strategic and adopt the risk appetite statement, along with reviewing and noting the risk management framework.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Councillor Power.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Again, another great report, and that's only my opinion, of course. These reports, the Appendix 9.10 and 9.10B, again, I implore the community to have a look, have a read, and see what we're actually talking about at this council meeting. There's a couple of points that I'd like to point out. The risk appetite statement, And it says there, the statement goes through many changes or has gone through many changes in the last 12 months. And the Audit and Risk Committee meetings, the risk appetite document has been endorsed for adoption by the council. So it's gone through the risk Audit and Risk Committee, of which we have a councillor and a mayor on that committee as well. So it's gone through that stage for a start. And then just in conclusion, it says the risk appetite statement plays an integral part of the strategic and operational planning for the council. Well thought out and decisive risk appetite statements against each key activity will ensure that the risk levels for our council are maintained at a serviceable and safe level. And that's what we wish to achieve. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Power. Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Can I just point out that there was an error on page 64 of this report as well, where it states the risk appetite statement was being removed, should be has been removed.
Thank you.
And just in relation to the recommendation, I would like to move an amended recommendation.
What amendment would you like to move, Councillor Haynell?
I would just simply like to defer adopting the risk appetite statement as attached, appendix 9.1A, and also defer number 2, receiving and noting revised risk management framework as attached, appendix 9.10B, until discussion has taken place with the councillor group and CEO over the treatments, actions and responsibilities for workplace culture and strong leadership governance and the CEO KPIs attached to these. And my rationale for that.
No, we don't need a rationale. We just need your motion. You got the amendment. Mrs. Kelly's got the amendment. Can I have a seconder for that amendment, please? Councillor Bell. Is anyone opposed to that amendment? Okay, Councillor Haynell, you can provide your rationale, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. My rationale for this, and it's not to say this is a great document, but it's just purely to halt and defer it momentarily until we can have these discussions. And my rationale for that is because there is a University of South Australia survey which was recently conducted, and those results associated with that survey were promised to be discussed, and that discussion has not yet occurred. The councillor group was assured that we would see these results. As uncovered in the CEO review with Joe Carboni recently, workplace culture needs to be urgently addressed. This also falls.
So, Haynell, I'll just stop you there. You're getting into operational matters. We're talking about high-level strategic documents here, so that's confidential.
Point of order. Point of order. No, point of order, Madam Mayor. This does feed into that. This
no,
does.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does, Madam Mayor. The June 2021.
Councillor Haynell, please stop arguing with me. You're getting into operational matters that are not.
Point of order. I don't think I am, Madam Mayor.
Can you stop? Yes, thank you. Councillor Bell, you may speak now, please.
I don't wish to speak at this stage. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Anyone opposed to this motion? Councillor Flynn, you may speak, please.
Again, Madam Mayor, I keep hearing that we need more information, we need more time, but I am again thrown alternative motion and recommendation. I don't know what impact this is going to have on the staff, the organisation. So I'm definitely not in favour of supporting this motion because we as a council group have not had the opportunity to talk about the ramifications of what it is to stop with this recommendation and not proceeding. There could be some issues that we're not aware of, that we have a deadline that this needs to be, a deadline that needs to be fulfilled and we must achieve. So I certainly won't be supporting this.
Anyone else in favour of this amendment? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Can I ask a question?
Certainly.
Is there a deadline that needs to be met for this? If it's deferred for a month, next meeting, is there a deadline we have to meet?
Mr. Bala.
I might actually get Mr. Harrison, because he's got a better
understanding
of the timetable for the audit committee.
Thank you. Mr. Harrison.
Yeah, through you, Madam Mayor. No, there's no legislated timeframe on which to do this. Obviously, having a good strategic risk management framework in place is important for the organisation. And as I said, we've been, as it was said in the report, we've worked through this with the audit committee. So there is, I suppose any delay will just delay the next steps in the process about reviewing our strategic risks and getting operational risk registers up to date. So it just would delay things. In terms of the audit committee meeting, the next audit committee meeting is in September. So a discussion would probably...
Thank you, Mr. Harrison. Does anyone else wish to speak?
Oh, Madam Mayor, I hadn't finished.
Sorry, Councillor Ross, I beg your pardon.
Thanks. Councillor Hanel described this document as being great, and a small tweaking may make it better. And I believe Councillor Hanel does need the opportunity to have a perspective on this. So I'll just leave it there. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Does anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to say that the email that Councillor Hanel circulated was relatively minor. It was just to have those particular things that are quite prevalent in this day and age, sexual harassment and other workplace type things. So I believe it's fairly minor anyway. And Councillor Hanel did speak in support of the framework overall, apart from that small tweak. So that was why I was supporting it. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone else wish to speak?
I'd like to have the opportunity to finish.
I will come back to you, Councillor Hanel. I'm just giving every other councillor an opportunity to speak, and then you can close out the debate. Does anyone else wish to speak? Okay, I will say that we've discussed this, the Audit and Risk Committee. If there's some operational risks that need to be addressed, sexual harassment and bullying and all those other things are organisational risks that are being dealt with and will continue to be dealt with has been and will continue to be into the future. So I don't understand the reason it will be part of the operational component for the organisation. As far as these statements go, I don't believe it makes any difference including them, and I do not understand why we need to defer them. Councillor Hanel, you may close out.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And again, the June 2021 Strategic Risk Register, which we were shown in recent briefing on the 5th of July, did not have any treatments or delegation responsibility for workplace culture. Incidents such as workplace bullying, harassment, even sexual harassment, pose great risk to the organisation, and therefore there needs to be zero risk for this. And it needs to be aligned to CEO KPIs, as this falls within the CEO remit. It's extremely important to just have these small oversights actually included, because to overlook them poses great risk. I could not see within the high-end overarching reports, Appendix 910A or 910B, that there had been any update or inclusion about workplace culture and any treatments or responsibility given to this high-risk area. As councillors determine the risk appetite and given that responsibility for this decision, these decisions fall on councillors who pass the recommendations, I believe it is in our best interest to defer the recommendations and move these amendments to the initial recommendation until these discussions have properly occurred.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Hanel. We will put this amendment to the vote. Can we just read it out one more time, please, Mrs. Kelly? Just come a bit closer, I'm up here. So I'll make sure everyone's got the right words before we vote on this amendment.
To defer, one, adopting the risk appetite statement as attached to Appendix 9.10A, and also defer, number two, receiving and noting the revised risk management framework as attached to Appendix 9.10B until discussion has taken place with the councillors' group and CEO over the treatments, actions and responsibilities for workplace culture and strong leadership, governance and CEO KPIs attached to these.
Thank you. Okay, councillors, we'll put this amendment to the vote. All those in favour, please show your hand so I can see it. Thank you. Those opposed? The amendment is lost. We'll go back to the original motion. Councillors, would anyone else like to speak to the original motion? Does anyone else wish to speak to the original motion? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I can't remember if I spoke already or not.
No, you're right.
Thanks. This is a very important document for Council in relation to managing risk and the risk appetite. And it's very important going forward to ensure that we have the right policies in place and have the right actions to protect and look after our citizens in our municipality. So it's a very important strategic high-level document for this regional city. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Would anyone else like to speak? Okay, Councillor Flynn, would you like to close out the debate, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Following on from what Councillor Ross said, yes, this is, well, these are very important documents. And I think, I don't think anyone gives records management or risk the time or effort that they deserve. And risk is really important because it's about keeping people, places, infrastructure safe. So, yeah, I'm really pleased to have seen this come to council, and I'm also really pleased that we have our audit and risk committee that that oversees us as an organisation. So thank you.
Thank you, councillors. We will now put the original motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand so that I can see it. Thank you. Those against, thank you. That is carried. 9.11, Community Vision 2041, Community Panel Report. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the final report from the Community Panel, including the recommendations from the Council Plan, Health and Wellbeing Plan, Asset Plan and Long-Term Financial Plan, and adopt the proposed Community Vision for 2041. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move this as a motion? Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Could you just repeat what the agenda item specific number was again?
9.11.
Okay, sorry, just bear with me. I was right there and I've lost it. But I can go back. There it is. The recommendation that Council adopt the community vision, number one, adopt the community vision as provided to Council by the community panel as described in Appendix 9.11A and as depicted below in this report. Number two, receive and note the recommendations provided to Council by the community panel for the purpose of consideration of these during the development of the Council plan, health and wellbeing plan, asset plan and long-term financial plan. And number three, note that after consideration of the recommendations that a response will be provided to the community panel members, detailing how Council has responded to the panel's recommendations.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Bowe, is anyone opposed to this motion? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor Haynell, would you please commence the debate?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And I would just like to say, wow, just wow, community. I cannot say enough about this most positive and immersive process between Council and our community. There was so much great energy in the room when this was delivered to councillors at the end of the process, ensuring that the legislative requirements of transparency, accountability and openness, commitment, fairness, clarity were truly respected and honoured. I couldn't think of a better set of themes for us to take our regional city and community to the next level. Sustainability, livability, accessibility, community, along with open and transparent governance and leadership. What a fantastic set of values to grow our municipality and now to be adopted, unchanged, exactly as the deliberative engagement group requested. And now, looking forward, in 2041, a Horsham that is vibrant, a livable hub that thrives on strong economic growth and social connectedness, allowing people to live, work, and access opportunities for recreation and culture now and into the future.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Councillor Bowe.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The community panel vision report reflects how diverse our community is and clearly outlines what community values and sets out its long-term vision and recommendations for achieving this vision. The community panel vision report reflects how diverse our community is and clearly outlines what the community values and sets out a long-term vision and recommendations for achieving the vision that makes our community an even better place to live, work, play, and visit for the next 20 years. The community vision will guide the strategic planning and decision making, which will be incorporated into the 4-year council plan. Well done, and thank you to all those involved in the community vision panel. I would like to encourage the whole community to have a look at the community vision report. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. First of all, I'd like to thank the participants and also thank those people who put their hands or names forward but were not selected. We had a great response. We're a little bit short on younger people, but just thank you for the volunteerism and the passion our community people have for Horsham, the whole of Horsham, including our outer areas. This will give Council a clear direction forward in the community's vision for our city, and it's a wonderful document, and I think it will get full support. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. There's lots of new requirements under the new Local Government Act, and having the community vision and engaging the deliberative panel is one of them, and I think that's a great part of the new Act. I too, as my fellow councillors, have thanked all the people that participated in this process. They gave up 3 consecutive Sundays, and that's no mean feat. Very challenging, but also demonstrated their commitment. It was great to hear from them about their involvement, and they all said they'd learnt something and really enjoyed the process that they participated in. And I know coronavirus got in the way of the panel and how we wanted it to originally operate, but I think we were lucky that our panel was able to meet face to face. And I remember on the day when it was presented to us, I was sitting next to Councillor Ross, and I said I was so pleased to see the word accessibility, because we as a whole community need to be able to access things like public transport, education, services, and even good nutritional food. So thanks to everyone who contributed, and I look forward to how we are able to implement this.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Councillor Bell, I saw your hand up before.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. It's pretty much all been said by my fellow councillors, and I'd like to endorse all their comments, but I also would like to sincerely thank all the members who put up their time, but also put their passion. You could feel the passion in the room when we went in to hear the presentation at the finish. And their commitment, and the fact that they wanted to look forward and remain in contact with council, councillors, etc., to be able to keep working together on ideas and moving the community forward. So I fully support their vision and their themes. I believe that what they've come up with encompasses as about as broader a range of items that you possibly can. And so I believe it was well worded, and I found it quite exciting, and I look forward to moving forward with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Councillor Power.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Look, there's not much left for me to say, is there, really? Everybody said something great about this, the community vision. They really have. It's fantastic. Again, I would just like to thank the people that participated, the people that put their hands up that weren't chosen. But I'd like to think that whenever we do community panels again, and I hope we do them on a regular basis, that more people, other people will now take an interest in what we're trying to achieve. Council needs all the support it can get from the community. So I employ all community members, young and old, to be a part of a community panel to assist with the growth of the HRCC. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Power. Thank you, Councillor Power. I also would like to thank all of those who put their hand up, but also the 936 people who provided feedback in one way or another throughout the Horsham Talks process, because we got so much valuable information from a diverse range of people, all ages, all walks of life, all demographics, all parts of the municipality. So that helped inform the community panel deliberation. So I want to say thank you to all of those people, to the 90-odd who put their hand up for the panel, and to the 26 who did give up three Sundays in a row, as Councillor Flynn noted, due to COVID. Every one of us councillors is delighted to accept this panel vision, community vision in full. And there's a few important words that I'm just so delighted to read throughout this vision, and I'm quite sure the community will see them feature quite heavily in our community, in our council plan. Vibrant, livable, economic growth, social connectedness, sustainability, accessibility. Because at the end of the day, it's all about the community. So well done to everyone who was part of it, and I congratulate everyone. Councillor Haynell, is there anything you would like to say to close out?
Yes, thanks, Madam Mayor. This is the start of an exciting future for Council, led by a solid vision from the community that will ensure that Council follows in this direction for the future. It also sets the scene for continued effective engagement across all of its activities.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Okay, that being the case, we've all had our chance to speak. I'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand so I can see it. Thank you. That is carried unanimously. Okay, 9.12, Chief Executive Officer's Operational Report. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the Chief Executive Officer's Operational Report for July 2021. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Power.
Nearly did it again. excuse me. The recommendation here, Madam Mayor, is that Council receive and note the Chief Executive Officer's Operational Report for July 2021.
Thank you, Councillor. Power, mute, please. Thank you. Can I have a seconder for that motion, please? Councillor Bell. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor Powell, would you like to commence the debate, please?
I would, thank you, Madam Mayor. And it'll be very short. It's just another one of these reports that we get presented to us. We get to have a look at, we go through. But there's a couple of things there that I'd just like to mention. The fact that the Woomera Healthcare Group merger. Now, it says there that the Mayor, Chief Executive Officer and Mayors from Northern Grampians, Yarriambiack, West Woomera, Hindmarsh, the Bullock Shire Council all met with the Health Minister, the Honourable Martin Foley, on Thursday, the 8th of July. I'm a little disappointed that the fact that the word merger's been used. I don't think it's a merger. I do believe it's a takeover, and I think We being a regional city, and I keep using that word regional city, but here we go, the state government and other authorities don't believe we are a regional city, because what we've done here, we've become a step under Ballarat. Now, to me, Western Victoria, which we're a part of, goes right through to the South Australian border. It doesn't stop at Ballarat. We kept on saying once upon a time that Victoria finished at Melton. Well, now they're talking about Ballarat here, which is a damn shame. It really is. I'm dumbfounded at the fact that it's actually going the way it's going. Realistically, we didn't have a meeting. Community didn't have a meeting. Well, we've been talking about community all night with our community vision and everything else. I do believe that we have been left out in relation to the Wimmera Healthcare Group merger. The community of Horsham, the Wimmera community and the community of Western Victoria have been missed out there. But congratulations to the mayor and also the CEO for attending that meeting and, I believe, press their concerns, our concerns, to the minister. I thought that was rather great. Also, like the bit that the chief executive and the mayor also met with Stuart Grimley on Wednesday the 14th of July and to discuss the return of passenger rail service to Horsham. Yes, something else I believe very strongly in, that Horsham, being a regional city, we are one of the few regional cities, and I'd need to look at this before going making very bold statements, that we are probably the only regional city that doesn't have a rail passenger service. That side of things too. So, again, I'm very pleased that the CEO and the mayor pushed our thoughts in those, pushed our views for the rail service to return here. The other different things here, projects and events, the station, the old fire station, which it was, then it was the Nexus building, now it's the station. I think that's fantastic that it's going ahead the way it is to encourage young people to attend events there. And I just wish them the best of luck at the station. Fantastic for the CEO and also the mayor to be a part of that as well. NAIDOC Week stands out in his report. Our Koori community, our Aboriginal community, our Indigenous community, whichever word you like to use, is a very important part of our overall community. So I'm really pleased to see that that's a part of the CEO's report, the fact that he's reported on that. So please, everybody out there, again, all the community members that are listening in tonight, please go to this report, have a look at it, and read through what's in there. The Horsham Railway Station's there too. Outdoor dining installations, everything is there. So please go in, have a look, and take it in, because it is a good report, a great report, in fact. And thank you to the CEO and the mayor for attending those events for us, the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. No? Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bowe.
I'd just like to say thank you, Mr. Bowe, for your monthly report. It's great to see what is happening. I like seeing the as Councillor Power said about the station, NAIDOC Week and the Horsham Railway. I've been involved with those things, attended the station and the with a few youth events recently, just to have a look to see what was happening there. NAIDOC Week, that was a great week. The NAIDOC Week celebrations, I was involved in a couple of things there. Fantastic to see all these things happening, and with the railway, fantastic report. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Councillor Powers, is there anything you wish to say to close out? No? Okay, that being the case, councillors, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please show your hands where I can see them. Thank you. That is carried. Item 10, councillor reports and acknowledgements. Could I have someone move that we suspend standing orders, please? Councillor Flynn, Councillor Bowe. All those in favour, raise your hand so I can see them, please. Thank you. That is carried. Okay, we'll go around the room as I second. Councillor Bowe. All those in favour, so I can see all the hands. Can't see all the hands. Councillor Haynell. Thank you. That is carried. Okay, can someone please move that we receive the reports we've just provided? Councillor Bell, Councillor Flynn. All those in favour, raise your hand so I can see them, please. That is carried. Thank you. Item 11, urgent business. There is no urgent business. Item 12, petitions and joint letters. There are no petitions and joint letters. 13, procedural business. 13.1, informal meetings of councillors. The purpose of agenda item number 13.1 is to receive and note the informal meetings of councillors for the council briefing meetings held on the 5th of July, 12th of July 2021, and CEO performance review held on the 1st of July 2021.
Excuse me, please, Madam Mayor. I just wondered why we haven't noted the 16th of July Community Vision Planning Day that Council did, and also the Team Coaching Day with Peter Stephen on the 25th of June, which were both all councillors present.
It was held Wednesday night as well. So there are three other sessions. They will be on the next agenda, I'm just being told. So, yeah.
Okay. What about also with that, what about the one with Joe Carboni as well?
Yeah, that's the 1st of July. That's listed there. 13.2, sealing of documents, there are none. 13.3, inward correspondence. The purpose of this agenda item, 13.3, is to receive and note the response letter from the Honourable Sean Lean, Minister for Local Government. And 13.4, council committee minutes. The purpose of agenda item number 13.4 is to receive and note the following council committee minutes. Wimmera Southern Mallee Regional Transport Group meeting held on Friday, 28 May 2021. Horsham Tidy Towns Committee meeting held on Tuesday, 15 June 2021. Bicycle Advisory Committee meeting held on Wednesday, 16 June 2021. Horsham Regional Livestock Exchange Board of Management meeting held on Thursday, 17 June 2021. Western Highway Action Committee meeting held on Friday, 18 June 2021. Councillors, there's a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I move that Council receive and note agenda items 13.1, informal meetings of councillors and records of meetings, 13.2, sealing of documents, 13.3, inward correspondence, and 13.4, Council committee minutes.
Thank you. Can I have someone to second that motion, please? Councillor Flynn. Does anyone wish to speak to that motion? Is anyone opposed to? Oh, Councillor Ross. Councillor Bell, would you like to open the debate, please?
Sorry, nothing to say. Thank you, Madam Mel.
Councillor Flynn.
No, nothing, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to highlight the Tidy Towns minutes, and I think it was 9 potential awards they're lined up for, and the great work the committee does. I'd just really like to highlight that. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, there were 9 categories and 11 nominations. So, yeah, I agree. Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak? No, that being the case, we'll put that motion to the vote. Sorry, Councillor Bell. Oh, you're voting. All those in favour, please raise your hand so I can see them. Thank you. That is carried. 14, there are no notices of motion. Number 15, confidential matters. There are confidential items on the agenda for consideration tonight. I will now advise that the meeting will close to the public so that we can move into confidential matters. I also advise that when the meeting moves into confidential matters, we will be moving to a different platform. I will be asking each attendee to confirm that where they are participating from is secure and to ensure that the deliberations are confidential. Can someone move that the council meeting closes to consider and move into confidential matters, please? Thank you, Councillor Power. Can I have a seconder to that, please? Councillor Flynn, all those in favour? Thank you. That is carried.